Kamala Harris calls on Twitter CEO to ban President Trump after he refers to impeachment efforts as a coup. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 1, 2019. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, called on Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey to do something about President Donald Trump after he referred to impeachment efforts as a coup in a tweet on Tuesday. Senator Harris is calling for Twitter to silence President Trump after he tweeted that he believes impeachment efforts are actually a coup meant to take away the power of the American people, as well as their vote, freedoms, Second Amendment, religion, military, border wall, and God-given rights. "Hey it, Jack. Time to do something about this," tweeted Harris to Dorsey. In an apparent call to ban President Trump from the social media platform over his remarks on Tuesday evening, Harris was reacting to a specific tweet by President Trump that read, "As I learn more and more each day, I am coming to the conclusion that what is taking place is not an impeachment. It is a coup, intended to take away the power of the." In an additional tweet below, the president continued, "People, their vote, their freedoms, their Second Amendment, religion, military, border wall, and their God-given rights as a citizen of the United States of America." The senator's Tuesday tweet doubled down on the comments she made Monday on CNN, in which the 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidate stated that President Trump should be banned from Twitter due to safety concerns. Harris attempted to justify her argument by insisting that President Trump being free to speak unrestrained on social media could subject someone to harm. "If he's not going to exercise self-restraint," said Harris of the president's tweets, "then perhaps there should be other mechanisms in place to make sure that his words do not in fact harm anyone." Harris argues that President Trump's criticism of the whistleblower and people like Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, who recently performed an entirely fabricated version of the Trump-Ukraine phone call at a committee hearing, could result in harm, and that the president should therefore be silenced on Twitter. Harris said on Monday, "Frankly, when you look at what the president has been tweeting, directed at the whistleblower, directed at so many people, you know, I frankly think that based on this and all we've seen him do before, including attacking members of Congress, that he frankly should be, his Twitter account should be suspended. I think there's plenty of now evidence to suggest that he is irresponsible with his words in a way that could result in harm to other people," she added. "And so the privilege of using those words in that way should probably be taken from him."